So you want to tell me then, the Rebbe Yosef really savar afilu lenashrei nami motzi mokol. But even for yourself, you also be mokol. Is so el gezel hager to come rachman l'sinu l'kahana make him mishkachas lo. But this is the kasha. If you tell me according to Rebbe Yosef really that any time the money comes to yourself, you can be mokol keep it yourself. So when does the Torah talk about, the Torah says the kasha, if you steal from the ger and then the ger dies, so you have nobody to give the money to, the Torah says you have to give the money to the kayim. The question is why? If you have nobody to give the money to, so be mindful of the money to yourself. Why can't you keep the money yourself? That's what's saying question of Yosef Lili. You can be mindful of the money for yourself. So where's the whole flash of yes, God's like gear, you have to give to Kahanim.
So Gemara says, "Omarov v'hokam ayaskinun shegozlas hager v'nishpaloi umeis hager." When the ger died first, for hoyde liachamisa, and your first moida, you first admitted liachamisa. The bidna died at the time when your moida right now liachamisa. Kono Hashem, it's as if you have a chiyuv ready to give the money back to Hashem. In other words, to the kahanim. V'nosan lekahanim, then you have to give it to the kahanim. And like Rashi says, Aval hoydu b'chay ager, but if you are moida when the ger is still alive, then nas eslay kemilvitz, like you owe the money to the ger. And therefore, v'chi meis ger, then mochla nash. That's the case where you keep a moichel for yourself. Now the Gemara says, Boi Ruvin, Ruvin is kashayla. Gozel hagiyeris mat, you steal from a lady, a giyeris, what's the locha? Isha marachamon of la isha? I do morucha de krohu. It's a normal thing to say ish, but really means nisho, so you steal from the giyeris, you have the same locha. If there's no yarshim, you have to give it back to the kahanim. Omalei rabar novina, toshim aratani, isha in liel ish. Isha minayim kishuwaimer, ha musha varei kan shenayim. So mash, even my ish also, giyeris, you have the same locha. In kerei matamoim ish, what is the boss to say the word ish for? The clock is like this, it's a diik, not a cotton. Ish atav tzorach lasar achrovim, yesh le gerilim im lav. If the gear is, the gear is godol, you have to check out, maybe he has a yorshim. But cotton, if you know the gear is only cotton, he atav tzorach lasar achrov, you don't have to check out. For you do a shayn le gerilim, for sure we know he doesn't have gerilim.
No, he atav tzorach lasar achrov. For you do a shayn le gerilim. If the gear is a cotton, for sure he has no mishpacha. Like then you know for sure there's nobody to return it to. If the gear was older, like maybe he was married and he had his own kids, so there's somebody to look for to return it to. That's what the pasuk means, ish. Ish, you have to look to see if there's somebody to return it to. But if he's a cotton, then for sure you don't have to. Tana Rabbon, la'ashem la'kayit. That means, we darshan konu Hashem and us la'kayit shabayis the mishma. You have to return the money to the kind of that mishma. Atzvayim la'kayim shabayis the mishma, or anyway, the l'chol kayim shiyit, maybe any kayim you want. When you come to pay the gezel ger, it's only to the kind of that mishmah. Let's say a kohen stole from a ger. Maybe the kohen said, listen, the money goes to me anyway, let me keep it. But then we left the svara.
You're holding the daf kuf test on the base. On 10 lines down. Tana Rabbanan. La Hashem, the pasuk says, La Koyin. That means Kono Hashem v'nosnu l'koyin shebois mishmer. This is a pasuk again by Gezel Ager. If you steal from a ger and you want to return the money and the ger already died, so there's no yorshim, so loko you're supposed to give it to the koyin. So we have to give it to the koyin shebois mishmer. Ah, toime, you tell me l'koyin shebois mishmer that the money has to go to the koyin that's working at that week in the Beis Hamikdash. We know the different mishmarim, different kahanim work each week. So you have to give the money to the kahanim that are working in that mishmar. Oyeinu, maybe not that way, elolachol kohen sheyirtza. Maybe you have a right to give the money to any kohen you want to. Kishuwen, when the pasuk says, milvad el hakipurim. When you have to pay back the money, you have to pay the money, and you also have to bring the korban oshem. Like we're talking about where you were nishva, you swore to the ger, and then you yourself were moida, that you swore false. So the locha is, since you swore false, you have to bring a keren, chaymish and a noshim. So the pasuk says, you pay the money, milvad el hakipurim. That means, asheyichape boy, olov hareyu l'koyin, sheboy semishper hakosu medaber. Now the pasuk is saying, the money goes to the same place where you give the el hakipurim, where you give the korban noshim to. Pshito, the korban is brought by the kahanim sheboy semishmer. So just like the korban, the korban oshem, goes to the kahanim of Shabbos Mishmer, who adin the money also goes to the kahanim Shabbos Mishmer. Rashi says the kinsha boy mishma shabol is chapaboy shema molvad elakipurim mashma lemisha zeniten zeniten viela kipurim and yochel akiv elakinsha boy mishma. That's pshita. The korban oshim you bring kedechsiv levad mimkorav al obois. That you have to give the korban to the mishmar, so who adin the money, the keren that you pay, also goes to the kahanim shebayis mishmar. Tana rabbanim goes like this: Harei shehoyu goizel koyin. Let's say the one that stole from a ger was a koyin himself. So minayin, how do I know to say shelo yoimar, that the koyin is not allowed to say ho yuviyotz lekahanim? Since this money we're talking about again where the ger died, so now you have to give the money to the kahanim. So how do I know that the Kohen can't say, the Gazlin himself, the Kohen can't say, Hoyu v'yotze l'kohanim, v'rehu tachas yodi, go to the Kohanim, and I'm holding it right now. If so, yeheshali, let it stay by me already. Since I'm a Kohen, maybe I have a right to keep this money. V'dinu, and really it's a sorrow like that. If the Kohen is zeicha from things that come from other people, from other places, isn't it a svara for sure that he should be able to keep what he has of his own? So Rashi says b'shalachere means imhoyu yisroel. Maybe gezla ger b'mishma zehareini noital chelki. If a not different yisroel that was gezel from a ger and he pays the money, he comes to the kahanim of this mishma. So this koyin would get money from a different yisroel. If so, now that this koyin is the gazlan himself, isn't it a svara that he should be able to keep the money? Rabbi, that's one svara. We'll soon see the pasuk. We don't say this, but this is one way I would have thought to say. Rabbi Nosson Noyme Belosh and Achim Nosson says the svara is a little bit different. You could say it, and maybe I would have thought to say like this: Umado v'shein lo chelak boy ad she ikonis brishusoy. So something that the koyin has nothing in, has no shaykhus to it, has no part of it until it gets the chelak of it. Shein lo chelak boy. Until it comes into his rishus. So Rashi says, "Could go in koyin shehes nadiv korban." There are minhag kamon b'shemaitin koyin bo makrab korbanoisov b'chol shoshi yirtza. That a koyin that brings a korban, his own korban, he can bring it any time he wants to.
And halacha is that absar of yerushalay, he keeps the skin and then the meat. The Chassid says, "V'yishas kadosh shablayia nimtza shein lebnei mishmar chelik boy." The people in the mishmar have no chelik; they can't take anything from it. But like Rashi says, but what's going to be now? Mishakonas l'shusai means shem nostan l'koyin achar. Let's say the koyin that brings his own korban decides not to do it himself, but he gives it over to another koyin from that mishmar. So then the lachar is shuvay nochal etziyam yodi. You can't take it away from him anymore. Shenem av ish ashayitim l'koyin l'yiya. So pshat again from nostan like this. The Gemara says again that amadav shem no chelik boy. The kahanim of this mishmar have no chelik at all in this korban that another koyin is bringing for himself. Until that koyin gives permission from one of the kahanim in the mishma to bring it, but once one of the kahanim have permission to bring it, we can't take it away from him anymore. If so, here this koyin that stole from the ger, he has a chelik in it. Even before it got into the shul, before it was part of the mishma. Because he was the one that sold from it, it's like his. Mishenichnas l'reshusoi, ein adin d'yeinacha yachol yetziyoi miyodoi. Isn't it a svara that now he's the one that's holding it? In other words, this koyin is from this mishmar. So really, anything that comes into the mishmar, he should get a chelik of it. But now this koyin is holding on to it before he gave it to the mishmar. So isn't it a svara for sure he can still hold on to it? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you. Lo yimo marta b'dav shein lo chelik boy. Only in something like the other kahanim from the mishmar, they have no portion in this korban that a kohen was going to bring for himself. You know why? Shekishem shein lo chelik boy, kein ein liachirim chelik boy. Such a place over there, no kahanim could take it. In other words, when a kohen comes and brings his own korban, no other kahanim have a right to bring it. So that's why we say, since no other kahanim have a schus in that korban, when the first kohen gives it over to somebody else, that person keeps it. We can't take it away from him. But Tayoma begezel, but over here, even though a kohen from this mishmar was the one that was the gazlan, he stole it from a ger. Now he has a din to return the money to the mishmar. So shekashem sheyesh lo chelik boy, true, this kohen has a portion in it, but gishnol kach yesh li achirim chelik boy. The rest of the mishmar, the other kahanim also have a portion in it. Since so, Ela, therefore, Gzeilo Yotze Mitachas Yodoy, or Mischalekas Lachol Echav HaKahanim. Therefore, the svar is that this Kohen, even though he's a Gazlan, he has to return the money to the rest of the Kahanim of the Mishmah. He can't keep it for himself, but he has to give it up to the rest of the Kahanim in the Mishmah. For the Gemara Ayvok, see if the Pasuk says, V'ish es Kadeshav L'yeh, I accept a lot. Like now it's like a new kasha. The question is, the Pasuk says that when a Kohen brings his own carbon, he brings the carbon. So this Kohen that stole now, that made the Gezla Ger, true, he has to bring a Keren, Chaymish and an Oshem. But the Oshem that he brings is his own carbon, it's his own carbon Oshem. So he has a right to bring it himself. So once he brings his own carbon, then the Loch HaShvi with Hashem before, that the money goes to the same Kohen that has the carbon. Says so, if he brings the carbon, he should receive the money also. And like Rashi says,
says anything that again, when you steal from a ger and you swore fools, you have to pay back now a keren chaimish and an oshem. So we had a drashim before, the same one that gets the yoshem, he gets the money also. That's how we know you're supposed to give the money to the kahanim. But in the case where the gazlan here is a kohen, so he himself, when he has to bring his carbon oshem, he has the right to bring the carbon himself. He's the makriv. Any time a kohen has to bring a carbon for himself, even though it's not his mishmer, he has the right to come into the Beis Hamikdash now and bring the carbon. If so, since he's the one that's being makriv this asham, he should have a right to keep the money also. So Marin says, taka true. When he brings the carbon, you taka true. But hokav amayas kini, you know what we're talking about over here? The kohen tomei. We're talking about that the kohen is tomei. Therefore, he's not roi to bring the carbon. A kohen tomei can't bring the carbon. Fred Gemara, Eva Kayan Tomei, Dava Sheshla Chelag Boy, Miisle, does he have any Chelag altogether? The Rashi Hekim was named Dava Sheshla Chelag Boy, Vakam of the Zvachim, the Ain Tomei Chelag for Kodesh Amigdash, Vafilu Boyrus, the Gezla Ger Nami, Kodesh Amigdashu. Like this Kayan has no Shaikhs to it then. If the Kayan's a Tomei, so he has no portion in the Mishmar. So what are you telling me now? He has a Chelag in it. If he's a Kayan Tomei, he has no Chelag at all in this carbon. Ela rather asya lekoyin misteachuza. Rather, you know, it's taka true. If you would learn out that gezel hager the money goes to the koyin from the pasuk mivad elakipurim, it's taka true. When the koyin himself brings his own korban oshem, then he would have been able to keep the money for himself. But really, we learn it out that you give the money of gezel hager to a koyin from another pasuk. Learn out rather asya lekoyin misteachuza from the parsha of steachuza. The Rashi says the yerlam bekoyim tohor. And something else. The Tanya will learn like this. Achuzosa, the Pasuk says. What do we need the Pasuk for? Rashi says, Achuzosa means, L'koyen tia hoye. It says what we'll soon see. It goes back to a koyen. So, hoye lo lemeimor, just should have said, L'koyen tia. It didn't have to say Achuzosa. The word Achuzosa is extra. We'll soon see. Matamalayim, because it's like this. Minayin, how do we know? L'soda ha-yoytza l'kahanim v'yoyvel, that a soda that goes out to the kahanim on yoyvel, v'goa lo-echad min kahanim. So Rashi, the case is like this. L'soda yoytza l'kahanim, Rashi says, maktis esteyachuza. If somebody was maktish his own field, esteyachuza is something that he ashen from his father, his own field, he's maktish it. So halacha is, when you maktish it, you have a right to be goel to redeem it. But let's say you did not redeem it. V'lo'goa lo min ha-hegdish, u'mochra gizbo li'acherim. But rather the gizba sold your field to somebody else. So lachar is now when it becomes yovel, kishi yoytzem yad alakech biyovel, mitchalekas lakahanim, mishma shenichnas biyovel. In such a case, when you were maktish your field, and you did not redeem it from Hegdish, but rather Hegdish sold your field to somebody else, this new lakeach keep it until yovel. When it becomes yovel, it goes back to the kahanim. That's this pasuk al chuzosai, that such a field goes back to the kahanim. So the Gemara says now, Minayin l'sodeh ha-yoytz l'kanim, b'yoyvel, in such a case. Now, v'gola echad min ha-kanim. Let's say the case was, Reuven was Makish's field to Hegdish, and now a Kayin bought it, redeemed it off Hegdish. It was a Kayin that bought it back. So Minayin, how do I know now that it's yoyvel? Shelo yoyma, that the Kayin has no right to say, Hoyil v'yoytz l'kanim b'yoyvel, since anyway, by yoyvel, this field is supposed to go back to the kahanim. And I'm holding on to it right now. If so, then maybe I have a right to keep it. And really, it's a swirl like that. If I get other people's fields, isn't it for sure I should be able to keep my own field? This the pasuk says no. Means
that this is not called yours, this is not called your stayachuza, since you did not yashn it, you only bought it. So that's this pasuk to tell us that even if a kohen redeemed this field from hegdish, when it becomes yoivo now, you have to give it back to the kohen. So we have a lima, the kohen kohen. It says the word kohen by stayachuza, and it says the word kohen by gezel hager. So just like by stayachuza, even though you're the kohen that bought the field, still when it becomes yoivo, you have to give it up to the Kohanim. The same thing, if a Kohen steals from a Ger, when it becomes the time to pay the money back, he has to give the money up to the rest of the Mishmer. He has no right to keep it. Okay, so how does it come out? Yotze mitachas yodai, we take this field out of this Kohen that bought it off the Hegdish, or mitchalekas l'cholach of the Kohanim, and it's divided up between the other Kohanim by the Mishmer. So that's the lock of Steyachuzah. So the same thing applies by Gezel HaGer, that even though a Kohen stole from the Ger, now the locker is he has to give up the money and give it to the rest of the Kohanim of the Mishma. Tana Rabban word like this, Minayin l'Kohen sheboa makrab kabinesa b'choleis or b'chol shoshi yitza. How do we know that a Kohen that comes to bring his own private carbon, even though it's not his Mishma, it's not his week to do the Avodah, he's allowed to come and bring the carbon anytime he wants to. Talmudim of the Potik says, Ubo, Bechol Abbas Nafshoi, Fisheris. Whenever he wants to, a Kohen can come and bring the carbon. Uvinarin, how do we know in such a case? Sha'avoidosoi v'yorishaloi, that he has the right to keep the avoid and the skin. Sha'avoidosoi Rashi means the schar of the avoid, which means the psara. How do we know if he brings the carbon chattis or he brings the shlamim, he is the one that's allowed to eat from it? How do we know he can eat from it? And the oil with the skin belongs to him? Talmudim of the Potik says, V'ish es kedoshav loyiyah. That when a Kohen brings his own carbon, it belongs to him. That means anything that comes out of the carbon, the skin and the meat, remains by the carbon, not by the Kohen. Hakeitzer, how does it come out? Imho ye balmum. Let's say the Kohen that's bringing his own carbon is the balmum. Noisna the Kohen shebayse mishmer. He has the right to let a Kohen and the yoyse mishmer do the avoida for him. V'yavadosa v'yarishaloi. But you should know, still the avoida still belongs to him. The schar still belongs to him. So Rashi says like this, Imho ye balmum. It means royal echel, a balmum, a kohen, a balmum, is allowed to eat from the meat. V'yena royal hakrav, but he can't bring the carbon. And yochel asay shliach, Rashi says, and yochel asay shliach l'akrava. He can't make a shliach for the akrava. So rather, whoever, any kohen there has the right to be makravit. But since he's allowed to eat from it, therefore, he gets the meat and he gets the skin. The chiddush, even though he can't bring it, but Hoya Rash says, V'royil achila, karinim be'vishas kedoshav, it belongs to him. Therefore, the meat and the skin still goes to this kohen that's about